Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Well, it may be the dumbest thing ever, the dumbest thing in the history of sports that we saw last night. You have absolutely got to be kidding me. Did we actually see what we think we saw last night? Or is this just a nightmare? Please, please, for the love of God, tell me what we saw happen last night isn't actually a thing. Welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Overreaction Monday. I am still solo today and the rest of this week as Diesel on his vacation or staycation. But my goodness freaking gracious. Did you see that last night? Did you, Tolos, watch what I watched? How on earth, and I mean how on earth, does a game, a football game, end in a tie? Okay, little league, I get it. Middle school, I get it. Ninth grade football, getting late on a Thursday night, I get it. But surely, surely there's no way the highest level of sports, the National Football League, surely there's no way we are dumb enough to have the rules set up to where they can end in a tie. There's no way that's possible, right? Oh, unfortunately, yes, it is possible. In a freaking NFL game. Are you kidding me? The highest profession, the best of the absolute best, and we're okay as a society letting an NFL game end in a tie when all in this, all over the country, all over the world, we have all these problems in the sports climate, politically, you name it. Well, by God, this should be the biggest problem right now. That we're going to sit at home for 4 hours. We're going to sit and watch a product and give that product 4 hours of our time. And you're telling me we're okay letting that thing end in a tie. You give me a break. How on earth is that even a rule? That is the dumbest rule. The NFL seems to be okay to adapt and figure out how to get better. And maybe it's just because my Cowboys were involved is a reason I'm so upset about it. And maybe that's why. But come on, give me a break. There's no way we can just be okay with this as a society, is there? As sports fans, are you okay with this? Ending a football game in a tie? How much money do we think was spent last night? How much money do we think was spent on sports gambling, on tickets, on production, on salaries, on you name it, entertainment, on beverages, food? How much money do we think was spent in totality for one Sunday night football game? I would say, an ungodly amount of money, right? Millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars spent for this one Sunday Night Football production, and we're okay as sports fans saying, you know what? To heck with it. Just let the freaking thing end in a tie. There's just no way we should be okay with that. The amount of money invested, our time invested, not to mention the fact that it was a great game, not to mention the fact that it can have playoff implications. We're just going to let it end in a tie. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. What is this, middle school football? Is this upward where we can't keep score anymore? Did people give out, you know, stars after the game for their performance and sportsmanship? I mean, it just made me so mad watching last night. And again, maybe if my team wasn't involved, I wouldn't care. But goodness gracious, what an absolute joke. That's where I am. All right, rant over. Rant over, I promise, for now. Again, welcome in to an overreaction Monday, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville. Also on the Odyssey app and the iHeartRadio app as well. You can watch the show on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. The Hub City Spartanburgers text line is open as well at 844-326-3663. Let's see what the Tolos are saying on the stream. Kane says Detroit Lions back on top of the NFC North. Dewey says, first off, ties should not be allowed in the NFL, period. Kev says, you should have let me fill in for Diesel. You should have. You can. All of you Tolos actually get to fill in for Diesel. That's just a fact. You all get to fill in for Diesel when he's out. You all get to text the show. You all get to call the show. Kev says, at least your team didn't lose to the Bears. Well, that's a good point, too. Oh, no, wait, we did last week, Kev. We actually did lose to the guy who paints his fingernails. Let's see here. Madcraft says, actually, ties shouldn't be allowed in any sport at any age. That's like giving both teams participation trophies. I agree with you, Matt. Josh on Facebook, my goodness, a ton of interaction already coming in on the stream as well as on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. Again, 844-326-3663. Good to hear from you, Tolos. Josh says, the NFL needs to adapt a system similar to the NHL for regular season overtime. Leave overtime the way it is, 10-minute rules, everything the same. But if I'm still tied at the end of overtime, put the kickers out there at the 45-yard line and have a kickoff. Every time a field goal is made, push back 5 yards until a winner is decided. Josh, you know what's funny about that? I don't hate that comment. I really don't, Josh. Appreciate you leaving that in on our Facebook stream at the Fan Upstate. I don't hate that. I know it is similar to hockey in the sense, but man, NFL kickers have evolved. I mean, we can kick. Did you see that kicker that Green Bay, that the kick that Green Bay made last night from 53 or whatever? It literally looked as if the guy was kicking it from the 10-yard line. Dead center, plenty of leg. I mean, goodness gracious. That's a fun idea, though, Josh. That's better than my idea of letting the head coach of each team just run and see who finishes first or passes out, right? Matt Graff says, like flip a coin or rock, paper, scissors, do something. Yeah, I agree with that. Do something, man. Kev says, I bet 100 on the over. Dewey says, I mean, both teams suck, but come on. No. What are you talking about? MD75 says, makes me want to vomit every time I see it. Kane says, a win is a win and a loss is a loss, but a tie is a loss for both participants. They both deserve it, though. Kev says, yeah, the Cowboys are equivalent to an upward team. Their defense is. Their defense really is. T-Swizzle says, how about them boys? T-Swizzle, bring it on, man. Look, I'm upset about it. And the reason I am upset, and I'll get to the text line in a second, a lot of texts coming in already as well, it feels like a loss. Like, in no way, if your team has ever tied, in no way should you be happy. If I'm Dak Prescott, if I'm Jordan Love, whoever it is, there's no way, no shape or form you should be okay or content or happy with a loss. You just shouldn't be. I mean, with a tie, rather. Because, like I said, it feels just like a loss. It really does. You're what? Now the Cowboys are 1-2-1? I mean, are you kidding me? It's absolutely the dumbest thing in the world. MD75 says, two upset picks in a row for me. I'm going to retire now. Yeah, we will have some upset pick results a little bit later in the show. Jamie says, overtime should have a set amount of time, and whoever has the most points at the end of the time period wins, not first to score. Well, that's the problem with the NFL overtime. It does have a certain amount of time, but if it's a tie, the time expires, and you're left with what you're left with. Why are we not doing it like college football does it, where there's not a time set? My whole problem is you can't allow fans to experience as good of a game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Game is they watched last night and then all of a sudden just say, ah, nah, heck with it. To heck with it. Let them tie. I mean, come on, the dumbest thing in the world that last night. On the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line, 844-326-3663. Corn Chip says, Clemson does not have a swim. Oh, sorry, this is an old text from the Rob Brown Show. Let me make sure I'm reading from the right show. Texter says, as a fan, I'd be livid, especially if I was there. Oh, yeah, no doubt. That's a good point, Texter. Imagine going to the game, spending thousands of dollars on tickets, spending thousands of dollars on a hotel room, right? And then the game just ends in a tie. That's a good point, Texter. Really good point. RJ on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line says, staying up that late to watch a game involving your team end in a tie is ridiculous. If we can decide winners at the high school and college levels, we have to do the same for the pros. Another texter says they should do like college but start at the 40. Tennessee Tyler weighs in. He says it's not just because the Cowboys were involved. That's why I don't pay that much attention to the NFL, because of stupid overtime rules. Keith and TR says at least your team didn't have a single player directly result in two returned touchdowns. Oh, you're talking about the Colts guy, Keith and TR? What a brutal day for that guy. Goodness gracious, you're right about that. Is that who you're talking about, Keith? I think it is. Drops the football before he gets in the end zone. And then Keith and TR, correct me if I'm wrong here. He's the one that had the holding call on like the 60-yard touchdown run, right? That would have won the game. Like, that guy should be fired. Get him off the team, right? RJ says, start the kickers at the 35-yard line and go from there to break a tie in overtime if they go past 10 minutes. So that's an interesting point, RJ, and who was the other texter that brought that up? Or I believe it was Josh on Facebook. Are you Tolos? Are you football fans out there? Would you be okay with that? Would you be okay with kickers deciding in an NFL game? So here's my whole philosophy on that, because I'm Josh brought it up on the stream, and RJ brought it up on the text line. Here's my philosophy there. I don't hate the idea of kickers deciding a game if it naturally plays out that way. What I don't want to do is artificially manufacture the overtime to where kickers are the only ones allowed to decide a football game in which they're not involved most of the time. Does that make sense? Kickers aren't involved in the scoring of football games near as much as the offense. So I don't love the idea, Josh and RJ, of having kickers only decide the game in overtime, because the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers, so many players dictated the game and the outcome. So many players either performed really well or performed really poor, which led to that game going into overtime, right? So I don't want that game in overtime to then be decided by non-football players and a kicker. And yeah, I said it. They're not football players. They're kickers. It's a completely different game. It's a completely different position. I don't mean that if your son out there is a kicker, don't come yelling at the radio. But I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. I'm just saying let's not manufacture overtime to where it's only decided by kickers. Hey, it's real simple. College is doing it pretty well, right? Nobody's upset with the collegiate overtime rule, so why are we making it any different in the NFL? Why are we making it any different? So going back to like the hockey reference and how they do overtime, like I understand that it's like penalty shots or whatever, but you're not bringing a different position player onto the ice and allowing that position player to dictate the outcome of the game. It's still the same player on the ice having a shot on goal, right? But in the pros, it'd be a kicker deciding the game. I want the players on the field who have dictated the flow of the game all game long to dictate the outcome of the game. Keith and TR says, yeah, A.D. Mitchell should have had a walk back to Indianapolis. Yeah, that was that's what you call a bad day at the office, Keith and TR, right? A really, really bad day at the office. That guy, like I've heard an old coach say one time, just play your game, but don't be that guy. And Mitchell, sadly, was that guy in a bad way, right? So it's pathetic. It's ridiculous that you now look at a record and see the Green Bay Packers are now 2-1-1. It's ridiculous that you look at the Cowboys record and you see that it's now 1-2-1. Ultimately, I think there's way too much money involved. Way too many fans give a crap. And I understand, to like the texter's point, that there are some people who don't care for the NFL. I get that. Excuse me. But there are a lot of people that do care for the NFL, and I'm one of them. I love the NFL. I just don't want to dedicate 3 to 4 hours of my time to a game, and then that game end in a freaking tie. That's the dumbest thing in the history of sports. Dak Prescott said it after the game. We'll have this audio later in the show, but he said, man, I don't even know how to feel right now. I've never been involved in a tie. Dak Prescott in his 8 years, however long he's been in the National Football League, had never been involved in a tie. And probably never will be again. Unfortunately, that's the way the rules are set up. That's the way the rules are set up. It's stupid. It's unfortunate. No sporting event that a score is kept in should ever end in a tie. So if we're keeping score, no. I mean, guys, think about it. That feels like something stupid you get mad at your youth league about on a Saturday morning before you go get hot dogs, right? Like, oh, Johnny's game ended in a tie, right? Uncle Dean and the other guy were fighting in the parking lot after the youth league. That's what it feels like. Just to say out loud that the highest level of football, we're okay with just allowing it to end in a tie. Give me a break. Dumbest thing ever. Absolutely stupid. The Packers last night were good offensively, not good defensively. Neither team was good defensively. My Cowboys, man, Dak Prescott, whew, what a night he had. Cowboys defense is atrocious. What a good game it was, though. Back and forth, ends in a tie. A loaded show coming your way, Tolos. We're going to get into the South Carolina Gamecocks in the very next segment. We have Daily Wires coming up at 3:45 at 4 o'clock. We will dive into the AP Top 25. We'll be joined a little bit later in the show by Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. I'm going to ask an absurd question at 4:45 to you Panther fans out there. Overreaction Monday, 5 p.m. A lot of college football in that hour as well. We also have a sports soundtrack for you coming up at 6 o'clock. MLB playoffs are set. Oh, my gosh. You know, the only thing that makes today better as a Braves fan, you're entering this postseason as a Braves fan and your team's not there. But the only thing that makes this day sweeter, the New York Mets. The New York Mets in June had the best record in baseball. Yet, guess what? They're not in the postseason. Is that not crazy? Not in the postseason. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. Going to get into South Carolina, Kentucky. Gamecock fans want to hear from you. What were your overall thoughts on South Carolina's performance and the win against Kentucky? We'll get into it next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.